Samantha Downing is a first-time novelist, and my lovely wife has been described as Dexter meets Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Best-selling author Harlan Coben said, "Wow, my lovely wife is a stunner full of twists, well-drawn characters, and riveting suspense." And we would agree with that,
right? I think so.
Samantha Downing joins us now. Samantha, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we're not really even sure what to say to you. this book has kind of blown us away. It's surprising. Dark is not even a dark enough word to use for it. But it is surprising. Maybe that's the bit. Is that what you would use, Michael?
Yeah, it twists and turns and surprising. Absolutely. What inspired you to weave this story together?
It actually first came from a documentary I saw about a couple that had kidnapped a woman, and I started thinking about it. And in that particular case, the man was really the one who coerced his wife into doing it. And I kind of started thinking, well, what if it was the other way around? And what if it was the woman that really wanted to do these dark things, and she sort of convinced her husband to go along with her? And that's sort of where the idea came from, and then it turned into what it did.
It's so interesting to me, and I didn't even notice until I started looking or getting together what we would talk to you about today. I didn't notice that the main character, the husband, the dad, we don't know his name.
No, he's an unnamed narrator.
I didn't know it, but maybe I felt it. That was part of what I was. So how else would you describe it? Because I definitely want to stay away from giving anything away.
I think of it as a thriller that's about marriage. That's what I was thinking as I wrote it. And it is really about marriage and family and this sort of mundane suburban life that they fall into, and they look for something, some way to spice it up. And this particular couple goes to the extreme to do that.
You know, let's talk about like the first scene, because that certainly draws you in that things are not as they appear. The unnamed narrator is being used as a different name in this, but tell us how you begin this story.
Right. What I like to do is sort of just drop you into the story, I think thriller readers are very smart and they've read a lot of thrillers. So I sort of drop you into a scene in a bar where a man is picking up on a woman and he is deaf, and he uses his cell phone to communicate with the woman that he's talking to. And at the end of the chapter, there's a big twist that happens, and I won't reveal it because people love to read it. But that's sort of how it happens. Is you're just sort of dropped into a scene where somebody, a man named Tobias, is picking up on a woman, and he's deaf.
So it seems to me that media and how this couple uses the media as they go about their devious plans is really important to us. Important to the story. Can you tell us more about that part of it?
Yes, I really wanted to touch on the fact that media is around us all the time now. We can't get away from the news. We don't have to wait for the 6 o'clock news anymore, the 11 o'clock news anymore. It's on our phones. It's in TVs, in restaurants, in everywhere. Even in waiting rooms, you see TVs. So I wanted to sort of capture that the media is a part. Is another character really? And in this case, they use the media to get information about the things that are happening, because neither one of them is a reporter and neither one is a police officer. So they have no inside information to what's going on. The media becomes very important for information and for even communication.
So even as a tennis pro, the unnamed man, the news carries on the tennis court.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all throughout and it feels like a small community with social climbers. The children in this story, tell us about them.
The children are both teenagers in this story, and that I chose to do because when they're very small children, they don't have much of a role and they can't do much. But as teenagers, they're their own people and they have their own lives going on. And they are very important to the story because what their parents do is affecting them, even if they're not consciously aware of what their parents are doing. And that idea was really came from the thought that when you do something that's really bad, it ripples out into everything. Even if you're trying to keep it a secret and you're trying to keep it in a little box, it's impossible. And bad things or good things just ripple out into your family and into the community, whether you want them to or not. And it definitely affects the children.
We're talking with Samantha Downing. Her first published novel is out. It's called My Lovely Wife. You have written other novels, though. Is that right?
Yes, I have written 11 other novels that are not published. I've been writing a long time. It's been a hobby for a long time. And really, that's what it's meant, is a hobby. Sort of like people go home at night and play the guitar, or they cook, or they garden, or they do what they love. And writing was just always something that I did.
Well, you sound like a very nice person. How does this kind of story come from you?
I am a very nice person, I think.
It must be the shadow side.
I don't do bad things. I only write about them.
Okay.
That's the outlet.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can answer this, but how do you write these surprises and suspense like this? Is it all very calculated as you're writing it?
No, not at all. I don't plot. I don't outline. I write chapter by chapter, and one thing leads to the next, and then I can revise at the end and make sure it's all cohesive. So the story is surprising to me, too, so that is part of what makes it fun.
There should be a disclaimer on the cover, warning, do not read alone at night.
That's a compliment. I'll take it.
Well, and there's something, maybe, okay, so here's a really big question. What is it about us as humans that we sometimes like to be creeped out like this?
I think that fear is one of the strongest emotions that we have. I think that they say the stock market only runs on two emotions, fear and greed, and fear is stronger. So I think that there's something about that adrenaline rush when something is suspenseful, or when you're on the edge of your seat kind of thing, that people really like. I mean, people look for adrenaline rushes in everything, and in books and in movies and in TV. I don't think that's any different.
I read a quote from Harlan Coben. Are there authors that inspired you, that you read, that kind of led to this writing of My Lovely Wife?
Absolutely. I've been reading thrillers all my life. My family has been reading them, so they were everywhere as I was growing up. And I grew up reading people like John Grisham or Michael Crichton or Harlan Coben, and graduated into more female writers now. There's more than ever before, which is great. Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl and Sharp Objects. And there's so many female writers now writing in this genre. It's fantastic. And I read them. I try to read them all. I'm almost to the point where I read almost all female writers, but there's still a few men in there that I can't miss as well. But there's Laura Lippman, Megan Abbott, Mary Kubica, Kimberly Bell. There's just a huge amount of female writers that are fantastic. And the domestic thriller genre, which is really what this is. And what we mean by that when we say that is none of the main characters are police officers or detectives. It's not a law enforcement story of a detective chasing a killer. It's something that happens in the home with the family. And that subgenre is called domestic thriller.
We're left a little uncertain of the future. Do you think you'll write about any of these characters again?
I'm not at the moment, but never say never.
Any chance that this will become a movie?
I hope to have some news on that soon.
Okay. We hear you loud and clear. Samantha Downing's new novel is called My Lovely Wife. It just came out at the end of March, and you can find more information. It's published by Penguin. You can find it at her website, samanthadowning.com. Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.